This is Spoleta Today. I'm Jeanette Gwen. Robert Taylor Festival Choir is the professional choir in residence at the College of Charleston School of the Arts. And director Rob Taylor is our guest. Welcome, Rob.
Happy to be here.
The Taylor Festival Choir is performing a concert entitled Baltic Voices, featuring music of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Why did you choose this music? And what's on the program?
Well, the inspiration for the music really came from a DVD of a movie called The Singing Revolution, which was made several years ago, and it chronicled the story of Estonia winning their freedom. And Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia all have these national singing festivals where literally 500 to 700,000 people all go to a specific amphitheater part of the country, and they sing and dance for about a week. And it just so happens that some of the most popular modern choral music being written stems from Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. It's performed all over the place.
So what's on the program?
All three countries are represented. Each country, we've picked two composers from each country. So for instance, Estonia, we picked Arvo Pärt, who is arguably one of the most famous living composers, and Veljo Tormis, another really famous guy. From Latvia, we have Eriks Eschenvalds, whose music is becoming very, very popular. And so just something from every country is being done. There's a piece called A Curse Upon Iron, written by Tormis, that is part of the program. And I keep describing it as, it's kind of like plain chant meets Led Zeppelin. It's wild. And it uses the mythology of iron being created and used for evil. And we'll have behind the choir a big screen showing images of the mythology as well as modern weapons. It'll be a crazy little bit of artistry, hopefully.
So when we think about a concert, how much preparation goes in? Like, how far in advance do you choose the music? How much time do you spend with it? How much time do they spend with it? How much rehearsal time goes into that one concert?
That's a great question. I'm already thinking about what we're going to do next season and the next season and the next season. So I'm planning way ahead on things I want to do, projects I want to do, tours, recordings. We're going to record again next summer, for instance. So I'm thinking about it far in advance. The singers get their music typically a couple of months in advance and are supposed to arrive with it learned. And then we typically only have four rehearsals before a concert, just like an orchestra would operate. So it's not like a community choir where you get the music and you kind of all learn it together and there's a long process. They're supposed to do their homework on their own and arrive with it learned.
Choral director and College of Charleston professor Rob Taylor is our guest on Spoleta Today. How did you become a musician?
Oh, that's easy. I'm the son of a choir director. My dad, Bob Taylor, is whom we named the organization for. So the Taylor Festival Choir was formerly the Bob Taylor Festival Choir, named after my dad. But I grew up a choir director's son. My mom was a housewife, but went to school to help him. And then at 4:15 every day, they taught voice lessons together from 4:15 to 6:15. And mom would play the piano, and dad would teach the lessons. And then Dad would actually do technique for 15 minutes with the students while mom would be cooking dinner. Then she would come and play for 15 minutes. Then she would run back and continue to cook the dinner. And this was just normal behavior to me. I didn't know that was anything unusual. And that was my childhood. And I'm an only child, so anytime there were choir festivals or musicals or tours, they drug me around with them. And went to college thinking I'd be a rock star. But then after my freshman year, I just fell in love with opera and classical music, which I'd known all my life, but I'd probably inside of me somehow was not going to do that because that was dad, and everybody told me I was just going to follow in his footsteps, and I fought that for a while, but ultimately I absolutely followed in his footsteps and have done so lovingly.
Rob, when those singers do exactly what you ask them to do and sing exactly as you've directed them, how does that feel?
Oh, it's heaven. It's heaven. I mean, I truly, you know, I really believe that the performance of art, whatever you're talking about, and the creation of art is divine. It's sacred. And so when you do a great piece of music and everything clicks, I believe you tap into that which is greater than what we see and can hear and smell and touch. And it's really my way of communing with God. That's the best way I can put it. It's the most fulfilling thing aside from being a husband and a father, it's the most fulfilling thing in my life.
Thank you, Rob. The Taylor Festival Choir performs choral music of the Baltic Nations at St. Philip's Episcopal Church, 3 o'clock Saturday, June 6th. Founder and director, Dr. Robert Taylor, has been our guest. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.